Cuchulainn had stood strong, protecting the Brown Bull and the kingdom of Ulster against all that had been sent before him. Day and night he had fought by the ford until the water turned red with the blood of his enemies, and the blood of 1,000 wounds dripped from his own flesh upon the bodies of the slain. All around him were the sundered heads and ragged carcasses of those who had come to oppose him. Hungry ravens were above his head and each side of him, and they swarmed like a noisy black cloud, for they knew that where this man stood, death would surely follow. The sounds of their pecking and their shrieking and their squawking filled the air until he could take it no more. "Yours is the type of singing," says he, "we could nearly do without." And with a single shot from his sling, he killed 100 of them with one stone. He did this as a warning, and they left him, though they stayed in sight, for they were too loath to leave the death feast. It has been said of the infant Cuchulainn, or Setanta, as he's better known then, that he would do things that would be talked about forever. At this time in Ireland, the word of his deeds had spread north, south, east, and west, and every set of lips that moved, moved with news. The news was of the great Hound of Ulster and his warrior feats.
This just in, following the investigation into the multiple homicides taking place in the troubled Ulaid estate, based on forensic evidence, police now have named their prime suspect as Setanta, aka Cookie Cullen. Mr. Cullen had already been arrested and was in police custody in connection with a recent altercation with another man, Ferdiad MacDamian. However, in a startling development, it appears that both men absconded from Cooley Regional Hospital earlier on today, where they were being treated for a number of stab wounds. Sean O'Kee reports live from Cooley Regional Hospital.
Thank you. Yes, police have issued warrants for two local men, Setanta Cullen and Ferdiad MacDamian, both of whom are considered extremely dangerous.
And how much can you tell us, Sean, about the events of today so far?
Well, I have been talking to staff and the Gardaí here at Cooley Regional, and it is understood that the two men have been taken here earlier on today when it was discovered that they needed medical treatment as a result of fighting while they were both under arrest. Apparently, they were arrested earlier on this morning when they were discovered again fighting in the Ulaid estate over a car.
So it's believed that they were fighting about a car?
Well, we still have no confirmation of that. What we do know is that just about an hour ago, Setanta Cullen, or Cookie as he is known locally, became aware that this Ferdiad MacDamian was in the same hospital as himself and began to threaten staff and patients in order to reach this Ferdiad with whom he had been fighting when he was arrested earlier on today. It is now known that they left together in a stolen ambulance.
And I understand that police have named Cullen as their prime suspect, is that true?
Yes. Well, this has been an ongoing investigation, as you know, and it appears that following forensic analysis of all the victims, the coroner came to the conclusion that the killings of this week are not, as was previously thought, they are not tit-for-tat killings or the type of feud or gang war that we're used to hearing about. In actual fact, it transpires, or it has transpired now, that it may be the work of only one man, identical MOs, and in fact I think it's also only one murder weapon.
Astonishing.
It is astonishing, and indeed I believe that the warning sign, or you might say the suspicion, was aroused, or indeed fell upon Setanta Cullen first, not as you might suspect from profiling or forensic evidence, but simply from the fact that since he was taken into custody, the killings, which I don't have to tell you have been going on round the clock for a number of days now, these killings abruptly stopped.
And is it that these two men have been working together?
Well, we don't know that at this stage. It is known that the two men have very close ties, as they were fostered for a time in the same family as children. However, speaking to staff and patients here, it sounds at least as if there was no love lost between the two. Don't forget they were fighting with each other when arrested. Very viciously, I have to add. And it's the opinion of staff here that both of them have injuries which might well be life-threatening.
And yet they did abscond. And what you're saying now is that they absconded together.
Well, bizarre as it may seem, it's the opinion now of both staff here and the Gardaí that leaving together was more a matter of expediency than anything else. Their intention was just to get away to somewhere where they could pick up where they left off, so to speak, and resume fighting.
Bizarre.
It is bizarre, yes, and really I think it's astonishing. Or one of the most astonishing aspects of this whole thing is just the level of savagery involved. I mean, here is a man, a young man. I mean, the police still don't know how many people have died at his hands this week, but we can safely say it's a lot. But what's even more bizarre is the local reaction on the Ulaid estate, where, if you can believe it, this Cullen character is now being regarded as some kind of hero, almost.
A hero? Absolutely bizarre. Well, thank you, Sean, and it's back to studio, and we're going to stay with this story as it unfolds. We'll be keeping you informed on all events as and when they happen, and we'll be back with you right after this.
Warrior after warrior fell at his hands, and there was no one to match him. Until it came at last that no man would go against him. No man, that is, but his own foster brother feared it. Now, you might think why it might be that feared it would go against the same man with whom he had played and ate with and slept beside every day of his childhood. And this question hung heavy upon Cú Chulainn himself. Alas, wasn't there a woman's poison behind it all? Queen Maeve of Connacht had summoned young Fearda to her castle, where she had made sure that she and her beautiful daughter Finnebair was adorned in their finest robes and raiment, and displaying all the finest jewels and gold. She had her servants clean her greatest treasures, that they might be seen to be their best. And so it was a fine sight that greeted Fearda when he came to see her.
You were looking for me?
Ferdy MacDiarmid, how are you? Come in, will you have a drink? You will. Finnebair!
What, ma?
Bring us in a couple of cans out of the kitchen, will you? Bring in that bottle of WKD out of the conservatory, won't you, like a good girl, for your mother? You will, love.
All right.
Well, come on, son, don't take all day.
I'm doing it.
So, Ferdy, tell me, what you think of the gaff, anyway?
Well, it's decent. You got everything here, don't you? Plasma screens, high def. Is them Elvis plates? It's true for you. Your house is lovely, and I'm not just saying that.
Thanks, love. How about a bit of music?
Annie must be doing well.
How do you mean, like?
Well, you know, buying all this gear, like, and saying his business must be going well.
Aye, listen. All this gear is my gear. Don't have nothing to do with Annie. Do you hear me? He don't have to buy me nothing. Nothing. Do you hear me?
I only...
Just because he's driving around and his big white bull thinks he's something, I'll show him. Don't think I won't. Mr. Big Man, he weren't nothing till he met me. Do you hear me? Nothing. I'd buy and sell him in the morning. Now he thinks he's great because he's got a Jeep, laughing at me then. I tell you now, he won't be laughing when I'm finished with him.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, look.
I'm sorry, Ferdy. I know as it has nothing to do with you, but that man has me pure frustrated.
I'm sorry is all I'm saying. I never meant to upset you, like.
I know you didn't, love. You wouldn't do that. You knows how to value a woman, don't you?
Well, I'm only...
Come here to me. You wouldn't let a woman get frustrated, sure you wouldn't?
Why?
No, I heard all about you. You're a real man.
What?
Pure hard, aren't you?
Hang on now.
Are you going to compliment me on my dress?
It's nice, yeah. It's very nice. Are you going out?
it's not the world's most comfortable. Do you get what I'm saying? It's a bit tight. You don't think it's too low cut, yo? Am I showing too much leverage? What do you think of the split at the side?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's nice, yeah. It suits you.
Pardon me for interrupting.
Oh, here she is with the drinks. Thanks, darling. Why don't we all sit down? Ferdy, this is my daughter, Finnebar. Do you know her?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've seen her around, like.
Oh, of course. All the boys seen her around. You should see them, God help us. And her tongue's hanging out. Beautiful, isn't she? Pamela Anderson wouldn't get lucky.
Ma, will you give it over? You have me pure mortified.
Do you see that, Ferdy? She doesn't want to be shown up in front of you. Oh, I think she likes you.
Ma?
I'd give over. I was only having a laugh with you. Now, Ferdy, this is the job I asked you here for. I'm going out in a while. I've an appointment with my life coach. So, would you do us one favour and just stay here and keep an eye on Finnebar until I get back?
Ma!
Now, I'm not saying she needs a babysitter. She's gone too old for that. I mean, she's all grown up, as you can see for yourself. All it is, do you know, a real man, like, it's just to keep my own mind at rest.
Well,
You'll be paid and all. No, I'm frightened of my life for leaving her here on her own. You see those boys in Connacht Park? They're all animals. You know about Cookie, don't you? You heard about all those killings?
I don't know.
Oh, you're as good. Right so. Oh, that's my life coach ringing me now. I'd better go. Hi. I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm on my way. I'm just sorting out, you know, security arrangements. What, Jack? Oh, don't worry about that. That'll all be sorted. Come here and I tell you. I had that dream again where I'm living in the castle and I have to tell you all about it. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I'll be there. There's drinks and that in the fridge if you want anything.
Oh, listen, no, I don't know, can I... I wait!
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
You don't want to be here with me. Sure you don't?
No.
Why? You afraid of me?
No.
You're afraid of mother, though, aren't you?
No.
You should be. Oi, enough of that owl golden oldies. What you want to listen to?
I don't care. Put on what you like.
So, you're not afraid of me?
Not afraid of no one.
Watch him. Hard man.
Not either.
Prove it.
Prove what?
Prove you're not afraid of me.
No, shut up, love.
Come on, prove you're not afraid of me. Come on, kiss my tattoo.
Will, yeah.
I knew you were afraid of me. Come on, I won't bite you. Kiss it. Show you have the balls.
Fuck's sake. Alright, what is it?
It's on my hip here. It's a Playboy bunny.
I don't want to see no tattoo.
That's because it's further down, you dope. I have to open my pants. Now, pull him down, do you see it?
What if someone comes in?
Scaredy cat.
For fuck's sake. Okay, look. Come here, look. Stand there or no? I don't see no tattoo.
A bit lower.
I don't see no tattoo.
That's right, love. You don't. And no knickers either.
You're someone, you. Come here.
There have been many great love matches in the history of Ireland. There was the coupling of Oisín and Niamh of the Golden Hair, which shook the land of Tír na n-Óg. There was the coupling of Diarmaid and Gráinne, which caused the clouds to roll backwards. And there was, of course, the time when Dagda took the woman in the water, and their tupping was so passionate it changed the landscape all around them. The passionate embrace of Fearden MacDamion and the sweet young Finbar was as equal unto these. Tightly they held each other, and deep and passionate were their kisses, until finally they could endure no more, and it was with great force and great rigor they winked at their task, so that the lands and the castle shook with their knives and passion, and stones fell from the top of the highest walls.
The Elvis play!
Oh, don't stop! Don't stop, you bastard!
Until at last the warrior feared it was spent and could do no more. A long time they lay in exhaustion, until at last Finibar remembered her mother's plan, that she would set the two foster brothers
at each
other.
Keep your hands off me. You're not my man at all.
What? What's wrong with you?
It's only an old coward you are.
I thought I showed you I'm not afraid of you.
You're not afraid of women, no, but you are afraid of Cookie, aren't you? You're no man at all. Keep your hands off me, I said.
Hey. Oh, who says I'm frightened of Cookie? I'm not frightened of no Cookie.
You won't fight him, though, will you?
I don't want to fight him. Sure, he's nearly like my brother. Sure, fight him. I got no problem with him. He got no problem with me, so what am I going to be fighting over?
That's why you won't fight him.
Yeah, what you think, like?
Yeah, well, that's not the way Cookie tells it.
What's he saying?
He's saying you're only an old shitty shorts.
How?
He's saying he's glad my mother didn't send him after you. Over you, don't know how to fight at all, and he didn't want people knowing his own brother is only a steamer. There, now.
He said that?
On my mother's life.
When?
How am I supposed to know? But he must have, because everyone's saying it. And it must be true as well, because you're not fighting him, are you?
Oh, where is he?
He's waiting in his ford. Back at the handball alleys. Says he's going to kill everyone that tries to walk past. Well, are you going down to him or what?
He's saying I'm only a steamer.
Everyone saying you're only a steamer. Look, here is a knife. Go down and shut him up. You go down and do it. Come back to me then. We break a few more plates.
But I promised your mother I'd stay here with you.
You do for Cookie Cullen, and my mother rides you herself. I tell you, she hates him.
Well, maybe your mother do hate him, but I don't. Look, when I was in care, we were in the same house to Foster. Do you not get me, like?
No, I get what you're saying, yeah. I'm riding the wrong man.
Come on!
I go with Cookie and I'm sorted. No one's going to mess with Cookie Cullen's woman, are they? No. Why? Because Cookie Cullen kills people. Who'd you kill?
We'll go after him, so...
You don't get what I'm saying. I don't want no Cookie. I wants you, you ghoul.
I thought you wants a man that kills loads of people. Go after your Cookie, so. No one kills more than him.
I don't want a man who kills loads of people.
You don't?
No, I don't. I wants the man who kills Cookie. Look, there is the knife. Now get out. Come back to me with his blood on you. Or don't come back to me at all.
And so, by the trickery of women, Fyrdr was turned against his own foster brother, and took up his weapon and went to do battle by the ford. He did not want to, but it was Maeve's falsehood and trickery to use her own daughter to tempt and to trap him. 3 times he stopped and went to turn back, but 3 times he changed his mind and went on. He challenged Cú Chulainn to battle, and Cú Chulainn agreed, though he did not want to.
and it grieved his heart sore. Though they were well matched for strength and training, it was a battle few would wish to witness. It was the sorrow of all Ireland to see these great heroes and brothers fall upon each other's swords. And greater sorrow yet was to follow.